Each connection you make adds a link to the purpose chain holding you on the track to your unique design. Today on Growing Hope, we're digging into the process you can use to build your connections that will settle your foundation for standing strong.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary! Because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing in purpose and on purpose to build your balanced life. I am Catherine Lang, and I'm excited to share thoughts on relationships because I've learned it is all about relationships. No matter what you're doing, no matter where you're going, no matter what you're building, relationships create the foundation for standing firm in it all. You can't have the relationships you need, though, if you don't invest in connecting with the people that will be your foundation. Make friends wherever you go. Find networking opportunities. Make it easy to be connected. Volunteer to lead or to organize. And connect online and offline. The more opportunities that you invest in and that you find to connect, the better your foundation is going to become. The first time I attended WordCamp, I went because I was invited by a blogger. It was one of the bloggers that I met through the Alabama bloggers group that was meeting for lunch every month, and they invited me to come to this event. But it didn't take me long to realize just how amazing the community was at WordCamp, and I was eager to attend the next year. And after several years, I was encouraged to put in an application to be a speaker at one of the WordCamps. And once I spoke at one of the WordCamps, I had to get more involved with the community. Before long, I was a volunteer and then an organizer. The connections I've made through the different connections at WordCamp, they've opened up more opportunities and more connections. WordCamp is not the only space that I've had the opportunity to connect. When I'm standing in line at the grocery store, I reach out to the others around me. I'm going to be the one that's speaking to the bagger, the person in line behind me, or even the one checking me out. And by that, I mean using the cash register to ring up my groceries. You can find times to connect anywhere you're willing to look. And you don't have to have a specific reason to connect. But you have to be open to connecting or you'll miss out on amazing opportunities. I was invited to attend a writing event, but I didn't want to go. I didn't feel comfortable about where I was at the moment. I didn't really want to be invested in other people, and I definitely did not want to invest the money. Now, I was curious about the event. I'd never attended, and it was close enough that I could just drive for the day, but I wasn't enough interested to make the investment. And then a week before, a friend called me, and she had purchased a ticket, but she was unable to attend. "Would you like to go in my place?" she asked. And of course, I said, "Well, yes." The first person that sat down next to me needed encouragement. And I'm a natural-born encourager, so what are the odds that she would sit next to me? More importantly, if I had not made the choice to go, then I would not have been there to connect her to that courage she needed to take her next step. When I got home, within a week, she had sent me a letter telling me all about her experience and all about the people that she'd met and how far along she had improved in her journey just in a week. Sometimes the connection is not about you, but about the other person. But if you're not willing to make the investment and you're not willing to get out there and connect, you cannot be that connection for the other person. You can't be the encouragement she needs to live bold in her purpose. You can't be the conduit that moves this connection to this connection. You can't be the insight that the person needs in that moment. It is not all about you, but you have to be willing to be invested in order to make the connections you need to grow up the relationships. And whatever you're doing, you're going to need relationships to get it done. So be invested in others. create the foundation that will allow you to live in your big dream goals. Create the connections, the connectivity that will fuel your pursuit of your world domination, because you were designed to thrive in this world, not to survive this world. And when you understand your heart seed and you really begin to invest in it and invest in others, then you will take flight and live out all of those possibilities, because that's what you're designed to do. But connections help you get there.
So make connections. Make connections so you can grow up the relationships you need. But you have to be willing to invest in those connection opportunities. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll look for ways to make friends and have fun.
I have a secret. Actually, I have 8 secrets, and I'm going to share them with you. Hi, I'm Catherine Lang, and I am the Husband Whisperer. I've learned the secrets for having the perfect spouse.
The Husband Whisperer by Catherine C. Lang. Available at most online bookstores, or you can purchase your copy by visiting www.catherinelang.com/books.
The music for this production was created by Kevin MacLeod and Competech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by attribution.
This is Mason Hawks of the United Earth Central Core. I've encountered an unidentified spacecraft that has refused to answer all attempts to communicate. It has reacted in a hostile manner and launches several combat fighters to engage me. My ship is damaged and I'm not going to make it, so I've done a memory scan and embedded it in this transmission. Please. I'm not sure how I got here or even where here is.
Can you boost the signal?
I woke up in the wreckage of a crashed shuttle. Is anyone receiving this? Can anyone out there hear me?
The relay satellite has been destroyed. My signal's too weak.
If you can hear this, you've got to warn Earth. We are being invaded.
There's no hope of warning Earth in time.
The aliens that shot down my shuttlecraft plan to take over UCC territory.
They surrounded the station.
I'm stranded on this primitive backwater planet and trapped in some kind of experimental biosuit. We are being attacked by some
There's
sort of...
There's just too many of them.
Some sort of shape-changing alien beings. If you are receiving this, please, relay the warning to Earth.
Stars of the Connery by S.P. Dorning. Ask for it at your local bookstore or order it on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble today. Audio produced by SpiritBlade.net. Christian sci-fi and fantasy. Unsterilized, unsafe, unleashed.
Welcome back to Growing Hope, where we are building the connections to grow up relationships. I am Catherine Lang, your dream igniter. It's going to take relationships to live your big dreams, so let's get started. Visit whiteboardofworlddomination.com to learn the 8 steps to begin. Your world domination takes action, and the actions are fueled by the connections. You can't build relationships if you don't remain open to finding the connections. And even being the connections at times, you are connected and connecting. Too often, we look in an event or a conference or a class and we think about what we're going to get from the investment. How far along am I going to move myself? We don't think about just connecting with other people, or maybe that we need to be the connection or connect other people at the event. Either way, whether you're the connector or the connecting, you have to be open to the connections to make the connections happen. When I was younger, okay, it wasn't just when I was younger, it was just the other day. But anyway, if I find myself in a patch of clover with tall flowers, then I'm going to make a flower chain. You do that by putting a hole in the stem of one flower and then pushing through the stem of the next flower into the hole. So it builds a chain of flowers. You have to be careful, though. Not just any flower will work. You have to make sure you choose the stems correctly and that you put them in the correct order. Because if you try to shove a thick stem through a thin stem, then the thin stem is going to split every time. So you have to be careful not just what stems you choose, but how you connect them. But you can make all sorts of things. You can make necklaces and crowns. And and just see how long a chain you can make, and you can work with other people to make those chains. And but some flowers are better left in the patch. See, connecting your life, creating the connections for your purpose, it isn't that much different from building a clover chain. You don't want to create connections just for the sake of creating connections. You want to be invested in how you choose the connections you make, but you want to be open to being a connection even when it doesn't necessarily benefit you. And making connections are going to require an investment of your resources and your time, so be sure that you're investing wisely. Always invest wisely. Make friends, have fun, and be relentlessly helpful. I say it a lot because it's true. The idea came to me from the two things you need to know about marketing: creating lasting connections and focusing on being relentlessly helpful. But I also added to it the importance of enjoying the journey. Because if you're not enjoying the journey, why bother? Change paths, do something different. You need to be enjoying the journey. So everywhere you go, look for ways to make friends. And remember, friends can be for a season, even just for the season of the checkout line. So start a conversation with the person in line with you or next to you. Respond to a greeting with an open-ended question. Stop. Stop when someone speaks to you instead of just providing a passing response. And smile. Always smile. Smiles are contagious, and it'll spread to everybody that it encounters. It doesn't have to be a big investment to make a lasting impact. Just be willing to make a little move that creates a connection. Also, be on the lookout for networking opportunities. There are literally events everywhere focused in your industry and on the edges of your industry. You want to look for those opportunities that are going to help you formulate the connections that are going to be specific to growing up your possibilities. So if you're a writer, look for writing groups and conferences and those on the fringe ends of those of that industry. If you're an artist, look for co-ops and museums. If you're a web designer, look for social media and web-centric groups. If you aren't on Meetup already, this is a great source for finding all your local gatherings. And if there isn't a gathering already happened, start one. You need to be on the lookout for networking opportunities if you're going to find places to expand your connections. Remember to make it easy to connect. People already know where you are, or if they don't, it's you're just a click away. So be easy to connect with. Have a place on your website that makes it easy for visitors to find you. Carry business cards with your phone number, email, and yes, your mailing address. You know that snail mail? Isn't it great to be able to communicate with snail mail? Isn't it great to get something in the mailbox that isn't a bill? So make it easy for people to connect with you. Be easy to find and be easy to connect with. Answer your phone. Yeah, I know. Even if you don't like talking on it. And continue to connect. I get that some of you may be introverts and that connecting is a struggle. Well, okay. I don't actually get it because I'm not an introvert. I'm an extrovert. I'm a full-blown extrovert. And for you introverts out there, I don't understand how it's difficult to talk to the people around you. I've never met a stranger, although I do know a few strange peoples and have been accused of that on more than one occasion. But reaching out is just second nature to me. So I struggle to understand the struggle. But I have sons like that. So I've learned firsthand from them, or secondhand, and I accept that it's a struggle, even if I don't understand it. But step up into the front. When you take the lead for an event or a class, the position creates connecting opportunities. And those connecting opportunities might not happen if you were left on your own. So be willing to join an organizational team or even teach the class. The added bonus about teaching is that you're going to learn so much more from the leading than you would if you did it on your own or if you were just taking the class. So take the lead to make the connections happen. And remember, all connections offer value. So look for connecting possibilities that are online as well as offline. And realize that at any given moment, connections can move from one slot to the other. Mandy and I, we were more than just friends in high school. We were troublemakers. We managed to stay connected even after we left high school, you know, through letters and visits. But then life intervened and we both had children and we moved away from each other. And it was before that it was easy to just send a Facebook message. But we reconnected when the internet made it possible. And even today, we're still just as much of the troublemakers as we were in high school. With a few keystrokes, I'm back sitting next to her in geometry, passing notes and making up nonsensical stories. But my day's better for the connection. I also have had friends that I met online, especially through Blab, which is sadly no more. I miss Blab. But the connections then became in-person connections and grew up in relationships with consistent investment. Sometimes in-person events, sometimes online calls. Because that is a connection when you do a Zoom meeting or when you do a FaceTime meeting, however it is that you do your meetings. You're connecting and you're growing these relationships. The connections don't have to be what other people say they are. The connections don't even have to be what they were 10 years ago. You can connect online, offline, across the lines. Connections are what will allow us to build up the balanced life we want and that we need. You can't live your big dreams if you aren't living balanced, and it's hard enough to stand up when balance is an issue. Forget about pushing forward, and balance without others is impossible. When you make connections, then you have the balance that you need. And sometimes they're the very force you need to make that next push. I've mentioned before about Tom Rigsby, the unashamed nonconformist. I connected with him through a blogging event out of Huntsville. I think we only connected once or twice, not very often, but the connection was made. And then we reconnected through co-working night hosted by Urban Engine in Huntsville. It's another networking opportunity. It's another learning experience. It's another connecting opportunity. And that connection continues to push me to grow and to think and to dare. That's what connections do. They push us to grow and to think and to dare to be more. All relationships start with connections, and you're going to need relationships to set that foundation for your big dreams. Growing Hope needs to take one more break, and when we come back, we'll start creating the connections we need to dream bigger.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy
backsplash. I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be
a...
I want to be
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 When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Travel along with Cal, Press, and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or KatherineLang.com.
Are you ready to break out of the ordinary into the extraordinary? Did you know that you were designed on purpose for a purpose and that your purpose is unique in all the world? Place and Purpose offers four questions to begin unlocking your uniqueness and then creating a plan to pursue your purpose with boldness. Order your copy by visiting www.katherinelang.com/books.
The music for this production was created by Kevin McLeod and Incompetech.com. It's licensed under Creative Commons by attribution.
Welcome back to today's final segment of Growing Hope, where we are making connections to grow up relationships to launch into our big dreams. I am Catherine Lang, your focus coach. If you're ready to funnel your big dreams into a you-centric focus, let's talk. Visit coachforfocus.com to set up your free 30-minute jumpstart call or to learn more. Your balanced life, your purpose living, your unique pursuit of your design stands firm on a foundation of connectivity. In other words, the people that you connect with give you what you need to stand strong. You can live your whole life being a single flower in the field, or you can connect with others and create more than you could have imagined possible. The choice is always yours. And the investment can only be made by you. So make friends wherever you go, just simply by smiling, laughing, enjoying the journey. Find multiple networking opportunities. They're all around you if you're only willing to take a moment and look. Make it easy to get connected and to be connected. You can't really hide these days, so stop trying. Make it easier for others to find and engage with you. Volunteer to lead or to organize. Step up to step out. And be connected online and offline and okay with crossing those lines. It is all about relationships. Everything worth doing and worth being is founded in and founded on relationships. Every relationship begins with a connection. If you want to grow up your balanced life, you have to be willing to get connected, be connected, and provide connections. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. I appreciate that you are willing to connect with me, even for a moment. My hope is that this small connection will provide a little fuel to your big dream and your bold pursuit of that dream. I want to hear how your journey is going. How are you living your balanced life? And remember, if you've missed any of the balanced life episodes of Growing Hope, you can always catch up over at growinghoperadio.com. Each episode is available as a podcast and as a video. While you're there, make sure you let me know, how are things going for you? What's working? Where are you struggling? Share with me. And let's grow together. It's important to learn from each other's journey and also to share our own journey. When you share with others, you review what you've done and what you're doing, and that helps you solidify the next step. You can also connect with me on social media, Catherine C. Lang, that's KathrynCLang, and over at the Growing Hope Radio Facebook group. I believe that you can be all that you desire to be. And I know that the more you connect, the more you become a connection, the more that you are connected to others, the more you will begin to create the foundation for standing strong, for stepping bold, and for developing the wings you need to fly into your big dreams. Start connecting and you will be a little closer to creating your crown. I am Catherine Lang and I am here to tell you that hope makes a difference because every day holds a promise of more and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says. The world's going to tell you that you can't. The world's going to tell you that you are not able to connect to the people and to make that crown. The world is going to tell you that you are supposed to simply survive. But you are designed for so much more, and I know that you can have it. The world's going to show you that you can't, but the strength of hope and encouragement that comes from being connected to others and growing up connections, that strength and hope does push through the limits and the walls of the world. So my prayer is, and always will be, that the words I share with you and the connections that we grow up together through each other, those are going to be what push us through the limits and the walls of the world and establish the foundation of hope that will shatter the delusions that the world's creating around us. You have to make the choice. You have to be willing to make the investment. But when you create those connections, When you choose the flowers from the field and you link them to the next flower, you can create a powerful crown specific to you, unique to you, that's going to lift you up beyond anything that you could imagine on your own. The connections you create, they will teach you to think beyond your limits and expectations, because they are beyond your limits and expectations. Invest in others, grow with others, and be connected to become all of your possibilities. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.